I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And online at kfai.org. And so are you.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors. So uninspired.
You are listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 in St. Paul. This is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman.
This program will inspire you, inform you, feed you healthy recipes, engage you politically, enlighten you spiritually. Help me name it. I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural.
Good evening. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and we're streaming online at kfai.org. And this is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman, and I'm Kinshasa. This evening, we're talking with Sally Felton, her book GPS, which stands for Goals and Proven Strategies for Success, from the industry's leading experts. Amazing book. Good evening, Sally.
Good evening to you. I'm so glad to be here.
Sally, how did this book come about?
I was called by the publisher and they said, would you like to join the likes of Stephen Covey and Les Gray and Deepak Chopra in a lot of these books? And it's an anthology. And I thought, well, sure, tell me more about it. When we got to talking about it, they asked me if I would talk about life balance in this particular chapter. And I said, wow, there's a topic that a lot of people have been asking for, and it's a topic that's very timely, especially today.
So what is life balance?
It's an interesting word. I sort of take it in two steps. I think of life, and when I think of life, I have a very different definition than what the dictionary has. And the dictionary, Webster, defines it as, quote, the quality that distinguishes a vital and functional plant or animal from a dead body. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, that is so dry to me. Mm-hmm. That has no life in it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. For me, when I think of life, I visualize a tree. And I visualize this tree with its roots so strong. And it gains the nourishment from the air as well as the ground, and it gets its vital hydration from the water, the rain. And when it does, it just grows and grows and grows. And you can see the health of the tree from the bark and its leaves. To me, that's growth. It really is growth.
Certainly in terms of growing, we need to grow in all areas of our lives. If we broke down the different facets of our life, how do you see them broken down in terms of who we are socially, spiritually, physically?
What's interesting you say that. When I think of this tree, and I use this as a metaphor, I look at the tree and all of its branches represent a different part of our lives. So if you take the left side of the tree, I think of that, each branch holding a specific part of our life. For example, family, friends, support, spirituality, your environment, your family and friends. I mean, it goes on and on, but those are your personal parts of your tree. Then if you were to go over, and here again, we're talking about balance, let's look at your work part, your professional part of this particular tree. You have your office environment. You have your boss or your supervisor. You have the location of your office. Is it stressful to go there every day? Is it not stressful? Your colleagues, how do they interact with you? How about your tasks? Do you have traveling that you have to do? Do you have professional development that you need to? And what about your finances, your salary? In order for somebody to be really balanced, we need to look and see what branches on this particular tree are either not growing well or top heavy. That's key to having good life balance.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the book GPS for Success, GPS standing for goals and proven strategies. And as we're talking about this tree and creating this balance, how it seems that in terms of when I think about a tree, I think about watering it and making sure that it gets the right kind of nourishment in order to be able to prosper in the areas that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And in the society that we live in, the media is so proficient at scaring people and providing people with information that really doesn't help them grow very much. Where does outside stimulus, especially in terms of other people's opinions, whoever that might be, how does that fit into our balance and our growth?
That's a very good question. We are bombarded by the media. We have information overload. And it was interesting, just last night I was watching the new Nat Geo on the brain and brain games, and it was absolutely incredible that multitasking doesn't work. It doesn't work. And they actually used this expert who professed that he could multitask and be totally productive on everything he was doing. Well, case in point, he was tested, and he himself said, oh my gosh, I can't do everything and do it well. Our brain can't do that. And I think this is just the very beginning of research saying, one, we need to focus. We do focus on one thing, and we always do it and give it that attention. But we also need to start saying, this is what I'm going to let into my life, and this is what I'm not. That's called boundaries. And I think, for example, if you don't want to be bombarded by the TV in the morning, don't turn the TV on. Mm-hmm. You have choices. But it's whether or not people want to use those choices to set up their boundaries. A lot of people think, if I put up boundaries, I am not available. That's not quite true. You are even more available because you're choosing how much time you want to spend with those particular people.
For some reason, it seems like we feel like we're missing out on something if we don't get all the up-to-date information on every little negative thing that's going on. And I'm just wondering, the one thing that's true about things that are less than positive, they're certainly dramatic and exciting. And so we seem to be pretty attracted to it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. We know the media has the perfect spin on sending out hooks, giving us hooks. It's like flies to honey or bees to honey. They always seek it out.
Mm-hmm.
If we feel that we just can't get enough of it, what are you not paying attention to in your own life that this is now taking precedent?
Everything. It distracts us from our
lives. Of course.
Lives.
So let me take a guess that the one person that is on the bottom of the list is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taking care of ourselves. I had a client the other day, and she said, oh, I just don't have time to do anything for me. I said, what does that look like? And she said, well, I'd love to read a book, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I either have to go to work, I have to feed the kids, I have to make their lunch, I have to do this, I have to do that. She said, I'm a 24/7 mom, and my husband is too. He's the dad, but he's 24/7 dad. So I just want some time for me. And I said, what would that look like? And she was saying, I'd love to read a book. And I said, okay, I hear that. But how long will it take you to read a book? And she said, well, I never can read it because I'll never finish it. And I said, I heard something very, very striking. Because you feel you could never finish it, you won't even start it. And she said, I never thought of it that way. So let's take a task and break it down. If you could carve out what would be acceptable for you for time in the morning, and she said, oh, God, 15 minutes would be ideal, but I'll take 5. I said, great. Let's take 5 minutes to read that book. You find a place in your house or in your car or in your office that you put a great do not disturb. Everybody knows this is your 5 minutes and use that for you. And she said, well, I'm not going to get a lot done in 5 minutes. I mean, I'm not going to read this book a lot. And I said, what is the point here? Is it to finish the book or is it to give yourself some time? And she said, good point. So within 2 weeks, she finished that book that she had not even thought to start for 2 years.
What is the best way for us to look at our lives? Because there are many situations like that for all of us where, because we tell ourselves that we're unable to do that, then we don't. But I notice that we, as busy as we say we are, we really waste a lot of time.
Oh, we do. We do. Absolutely waste a lot of time. And email is the best and it's the worst. You spend all day on social media. You can. And you lose all the productivity that you could have been doing for tasks. So that's one thing, to really be cognizant of where you waste the time. When I work with clients, I have them take their day and I have them write down every single thing they do and how long it took them. This is arduous, but it tells a lot. Tells a lot. And when you begin to look at it, you will see, oh, wow, I responded to a text. And that was a personal text at work. And you begin to add up those minutes. And at the end of the day, you're astounded that you really wasted a good hour and a half.
So as you, and in case you just tune in, we're talking with Sally Felton this evening. She's a contributor to this impressive, I forgot what you call this kind of book.
It's an anthology.
It is an anthology.
It's an anthology.
Sally's piece is impressive. It's in chapter 11, she talks about starting where we stand and finding our life balance. And so, Sally, I've written down everything that I'm doing on a daily basis. And the one thing that I notice when I'm, whether I'm doing a food diary or anything where I'm mm-hmm. monitoring what I'm doing, I always put myself in my best light.
Yep.
As if, of course, when I'm doing it, everything is productive. I'm never wasting any time. How do we get real when we're doing that kind of stuff with ourselves? I mean, even if I'm the only one who's going to see it, I'll still do that.
Exactly. You'll say, oh, I did a great job today. I did. But, you know, we have to look and be really tough with ourselves and say, what's the lie? What's the lie? I wasn't honest with myself. I let myself get away with this. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm not looking for that. But if we do that to ourselves, where are we carrying that forward into our outside life? Where are we slacking off? Not being truly, fully truthful. That's the word I wanted.
I guess everywhere.
I do it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do it too. I mean, the other day, I really try to file all of my emails that come in. And there's one day I had over 350 come in. And I thought, oh, my Lord, how am I going to do this? Well, if I take and walk the talk for my own life, I start setting up boundaries even within my emails. And the first thing is to unsubscribe to those that you're just not going to open or read, just unsubscribe it. And some people will say, oh, but I'll hurt somebody's feelings. Get over it. Get over it. If you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, what was the friendship in the first place? Mm-hmm. So unsubscribe. I took 25 right off the bat, unsubscribed. And then scan it. Just read the headline, the subject. If it doesn't interest you, just click away. Don't even open it.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting An Evening with Czar Electric, Wednesday, September 24th. Franco-Moroccan trio Czar Electric is known for their electrified marriage of now and trance with loops of sub-Saharan music. Touring on their first full-length album, Koyo, Czar Electric combines instruments like the gembri, the oud, and the kora, are blended with electronic synths and trance-like voices to create trance dance for Morocco and France. More information about An Evening with Czar Electric is available at thecedar.org.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the book GPS for Success, GPS standing for Goals and Proven Strategies. Where we left off, we were talking about those things that are urgent. We were talking about decluttering our email and those things that are urgent and those things that are a priority.
One, we have to know what is a priority and what is urgent.
How do you make that distinction?
Let me put it back to you. What do you think is urgent and what do you call in your life a priority?
Urgent is something that needs me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a priority is something that, well, in relation to radio, a priority is an interview or an editing job that I have to do today.
Mm-hmm. So if something is urgent, anything that is going to bring you money, that's pretty urgent.
Yes.
That's pretty urgent. And many times people don't want to deal with that first because there could be a conflict there. One might need some communication, say a customer is late on a bill or a client owes you money and it may be a little confrontational, so you put that aside. One needs to confront that. That's urgent.
Mm-hmm.
That's your salary, especially if you're a solopreneur.
That's so interesting how we put even things that are urgent like that on the back burner for social commitments, not being able to make a distinction between both. And does that have a lot to do with why we're so unbalanced? Because we don't have those boundaries and haven't made those differences, been able to distinguish the difference between what's urgent, what's a priority, etc.
Yeah, and also I think asking for help and delegating. Everybody thinks that they can do it themselves. We have sometimes the parents who are overloaded, but they have a hard time asking for help because they may be judged by their peers as being less than superhuman. But what a great way to show the next generation that asking for help is one of the greatest things that you could ever do. Number one, because you're involving someone else in your life. You're sharing what you need, and the person who you are asking to help is thrilled to give advice, thrilled to bring something to you, thrilled to give you value, to show they care.
Sally Felton on Health Notes this evening, contributor to the new anthology, Goals and Proven Strategies, GPS for Success. As I'm moving towards the kind of balance that you're talking about in your chapter, Sally, I was thinking about what we talked about before we started this interview as far as the successes that you've had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, certainly a big craze in America was The Secret and Law of Attraction. Do you see Law of Attraction as being a part of the successes that you've had in your life? And as we create this balance, that it makes it more possible to attract the kinds of situations in our lives that we want?
I love the idea of Law of Attraction. There's one thing that everybody needs to know with the Law of Attraction. We can put it out there in the universe of what we want, but wanting and making it a present day thought are two different things. When we think of Law of Attraction, we think of, I want X, Y, and Z. Well, that want is just that. I want it. One has to be totally clear what they want. Right down to how big it is, how small it is, what color it is, where it's going to be, what it's going to look like, what it's going to smell like. Incorporating all five senses. And then in order for that to happen, you do need to take a step. A step to allow that to happen. It's called positioning. For example, ever since I started this radio and we're writing books, I thought, you know what? I want a TV spot. And I kept thinking, okay, who is it going to be with? Well, everybody says Oprah. And then I thought, okay, let's take this a little bit further. Who do you see you with? So you name that person. Where will you be sitting during this interview? I mean, you get as clear as you can be. It could be that you want this particular job. So in your mind's eye, and you can do it on a vision board, write down what you're going to wear to that job interview. Really feel it happening. Really feel it happen. And I have to tell you that as of last week, I am going to be flying to San Diego for a TV shoot. So it does happen, but you have to be really clear. Really clear.
And so in the same way that we make commitments to emails, to bathing, cleaning our house, etc. Mm-hmm. We have to make that same commitment to our vision.
We do. We do. Yeah. We really do. Because the universe is taking us totally literally. If you say, I want, well, there's no urgency there. But when you start to think in the present, this is happening now. This is what I'm seeing now. This is what I am visualizing now. It's much stronger. because you are becoming clear what you're wearing, where it's going to be, who you think it's going to be with. So you are creating this to happen.
And when I'm listening to your tones as you're talking about that, there's such a strong certainty about it. There's nothing wishy-washy.
There's nothing wishy-washy about it. You can almost taste it because you are being so authentic about allowing this to happen. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. It is as clear as it possibly can be.
Love the work you're doing. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your powerful conversation with us.
My pleasure.
As I was saying that, I could hear your tones in my head, and there is such a strength around anything that you were talking about regarding creation.
I believe it. I really strongly believe it, and I have experienced it. And I think when you have experienced it yourself, you almost go, this is a no-brainer. This works.
Amazing book, amazing chapter, GPS, Goals and Proven Strategies for Success. Sally Felton has been our guest this evening on Health Notes. Thank you so much for your time, Sally. It's been great.
Thank you very much. And I wish all your listeners the very, very best. And I do have a brand new book that's just coming out called If I'm So Smart, Why Can't I Get Rid of This Clutter?
Will you send that to me immediately, please?
I will. It has everything to do with mental, physical, and emotional clutter.
That's the book that we've all been waiting for.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, soon. It's time to have another conversation. I'd like to go right into that one right now. That's fantastic.
I'm going to have you hold off because that one's a fun one.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
Really looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you very much, and best to all of you. Bye-bye.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. Your love, 'cause your love, how deep is your love?
One of the most healthiest vegetables on the planet, broccoli. This nutrient-rich vegetable enhances your health in so many different ways. It reduces inflammation in the body. It improves your blood sugar level and control. And it boosts your immunity as well as promoting heart health. So eat your broccoli. Your body will love you.
Here's one of the healthiest things you can drink in the morning. We got a half a lemon, we got our chia seeds, and we have our cinnamon. We're gonna blend it up, and I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna do for your body. You have one cup of water, one heaping tablespoon of chia seeds, put it in there. You're gonna use a half a lime or a lemon, to squeeze it in there like that. And you're gonna have one half teaspoon of cinnamon. Now, why is this so powerful? Because this is going to not only spark up your metabolism, this is going to actually help your intestine maintain normal glucose insulin levels. It's going to help cleanse your liver, your lymphatic system. It's going to make you more regular. It's going to take away constipation. This is going to lower bad cholesterol, your triglycerides. It's going to help your cardiovascular system. Drink this about 10 minutes before your first meal. It's going to give you lots of satiety in your body. We'll love you.
Most important mineral of all the minerals, can you guess what it is? It prevents the arteries from calcifying and the joints from getting arthritis. This mineral actually controls whether you get vitamin D, it controls potassium, it controls whether vitamin B1 works. In fact, you can't make cellular energy, ATP, without this one mineral. The most important mineral of the entire body is magnesium.
Thank you. Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting Barrick and Levy Wednesday, September 10th and Thursday, September 11th. Dance hall reggae mainstay Barrington Levy is back, celebrating the 40th anniversary of his seminal album, Prison Oval Rock. Though many reggae acts have come and gone, Barrington Levy's signature vocals and stage presence continue to shine through. More information about Barrington Levy at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Chris Bode, Embraceable You. We're going to be talking about the myths about health and fitness, the big fat health and fitness lie. Enrich your life and improve your health without getting ripped off in the process is what Craig says. Big fat health fitness lie. The title itself suggests that it's not only a lie, but it's a big, fat lie.
Oh, no doubt. And it's a major one that extends to many industries. These are the types of things that I expose in the book. I mean, the book is really just an essential tool for anyone that's interested in improving their health and going down the path of improved health and fitness, but really who also wants to save time and money. That's what the book will do for you. And I do that in three specific ways. First, I expose the companies and the industries, even the government agencies that sabotage and undermine our efforts to improve our health. But I also protect people from the scams, the ripoffs, deceptions, and really the outright lies of companies that market and sell products that have no chance of helping us. And of course, last and most important, it provides simple solutions with six specific principles and foundations and other guidelines that can help you to enrich your life and improve your health and get you on a path to improved health with no tricks, no gimmicks for the rest of your life, which is what people are looking for ultimately.
I like how you start the book, How Addiction Feeds the Lie. Let's start with the whole issue of addiction.
Sure.
And we're addicted to everything.
We've turned into that type of lifestyle where we are we're forced into, you know, what I call a toxic lifestyle, which feeds the big fat lie. And, you know, just for those that want to understand on the surface level what the lie is, now the lie is that there are billion-dollar industries out there getting richer while we get fatter. And the truth is that with all of the technology that we have in the world, all of the so-called solutions, we are in the worst shape in the history of modern civilization. And we're getting fatter and more out of shape as time goes by. And unfortunately, there's big business in illness and fatness in our country. So that's the lie. And then it just feeds into all of these different areas. Now, the toxic lifestyles that we are forced into, or in some cases are self-inflicted, are caused by two specific things. One of them is toxic exposure, and the other is stress. Now, when I say toxic exposure, by definition, the word toxic means poison. And what people really need to understand is that we are surrounded by many, many poisons in our society. Some are thrust upon us with exhaust emissions, for example. And others, we have a choice. But let's start off with just the foods that we eat. There are literally thousands and thousands of untested chemical combinations in our food supply to improve taste, texture, color, extend shelf life. Poisons in our water, sodium fluoride, which is something that we've been conditioned to believe is good for our teeth. It's in our dental hygiene products. It's a chemical waste byproduct. It's been known for years. There are chemicals in the livestock they inject with hormones and then antibiotics to stave off disease, all the pesticides, herbicides on our produce. All of these types of poisons that we are exposed to They're not going to kill us today, but they slowly and quietly deteriorate the quality of our health. And then as our health deteriorates, it opens the door for us to look for things that will help improve our health, but unfortunately, many don't. The biggest exposure to toxicity is stress. And it's been known that as much as 80% of all disease is a result of stress. In this country, we are workaholics, we're stressaholics. I've traveled to over 30 countries while evaluating health and fitness trends worldwide, and you can see the kind of stress that we put on ourselves with endless to-do lists, trying to keep up with the demands at work, with the trying to keep a happy relationship at home, keep up with the kids, paying bills to pay for the things that we've been conditioned to believe are important, and we usually pay for those things with debt and credit, which causes a lot of stress, and all of the world events that we've got to deal with that make us worry, the war and gas prices and the environment, all of these types of stress make us look for escape. And to cope with all the stress, our escape mechanisms are we drink, we smoke, we take drugs, we overeat, we eat the wrong foods, and we spend hours and hours doing things that don't enhance our health. Like, for example, we can't find time to exercise, but the average American makes time to watch over 4 hours of television every single day. And these types of activities, which are addictive activities, make us fat, lazy, out of shape, and again, open the door for the big fat health and fitness lie, companies that market products that cannot help us. So it's a vicious cycle. The other path that people look towards is the prescription pad. We get sick, we get ill, and we go to our physicians, and they prescribe medications for us in the form of pharmaceutical drugs. And, you know, people have been conditioned to believe that drugs are safe and effective, and they're just not. You know, they're poisonous. They're synthetic chemical compounds. And every single time you ingest a chemical compound in your body, you're going to put yourself at risk to open yourself up to more disease, to more conditions that we'll need to pay for in terms of the big fat health and fitness lie. So it's a vicious cycle that we've got ourselves in.
How are you defining addiction?
Well, addiction are things, activities that take the one thing that we can't get back, which is time. We live our lives and we've all got 168 hours in a week, and we have to figure out how to use that time. Unfortunately, we spend more time working than any other activity other than sleep. So when you look at the amount of sleep in that 168 hours and the amount of time that you work, we have to determine what we use that other time for. So addictions draw us away from all of the stress and the pressures that we put on ourselves or are forced upon us because of our society. And then we look for that escape, as I had said, in the form of all of these little addictive activities. And they're not all drug related. You know, people think of addiction and they've got this, you know, negative view of a junkie or somebody smoking crack in a crack house. I mean, there's many, many addictions that go unrecognized or fly under the radar of conventional thinking, even with food addictions, you know, anorexia and bulimia and all of these types of, you know, addictions related to food that people view as the normal type of addictions. There are other addictions just with simple overeating and what I call the snack attack. And we've been conditioned in our society to believe that all of these low-calorie, low-fat, sugar-free types of foods are in place to help us manage our weight. But the reality is when you look at the time frame that those types of products have been on the market, and the increase in obesity and sickness in our country, you'll notice that they almost go hand in hand. Weight loss market, which is a $58 billion ripoff, has people believing that they can eat more and weigh less. But that's a big fat lie. If you want to weigh less, you've got to eat less and move more, because at the end of it, it's 3,500 calories that will cause you to gain or lose 1 single pound. So we've been tricked into believing that all of these types of foods, you know, that are sugar-free, for example, that are loaded with chemical sweeteners, which are toxic and poisonous to our health, and that they're somehow going to make us lose weight. I always tell people, learn how to manage your calories. Don't try to figure out how to manage chemicals, because it doesn't work.
We're talking about the big fat health and fitness lie. Craig Pepton Donat's book. I mean, there's so many places to go with you, and I'm so delighted about this. And in chapter one, you talk about what addictions are taking from us. There's something about this whole conversation that's so intriguing to me. And I completely agree with everything that you're talking about. And at the same time, there's something about America and this illusion of us being the most prosperous people in the world. We have this illusion about ourselves. We lie to ourselves about everything in terms of how good it is. I mean, certainly what you're talking about is a society of people that are in clearly so much pain that we eat, drink, watch TV, smoke cigarettes, do anything that we can to not feel our pain.
Yeah, and it's so true. And you talk about the way that we lie to ourselves, and I try not to get too political in my book, but you know, you end up having to talk about it a little bit, but just even the American dream, you know, really is a big fat lie. I mean, you know, we have a great country, and I've been all over the world, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else other than America. But, you know, the truth is that the American dream is based on the concept of financial freedom. Very few people ever achieve the American dream. Most people in the United States are crushed under a mountain of debt, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, and, you know, being bombarded with thousands of marketing and media messages for us to consume. I mean, just think about, you know, how much TV we watch. Think about how many marketing messages we are bombarded with every day. And by the way, which every fourth commercial now is, you know, about some drug trying to convince you that, you know, drugs are good for you, which is another story. But, you know, there's just a lot of pressure on people to buy things that we really don't need. And it puts our focus on monetary things, on material things, instead of the things that can really enhance our lives, enrich our lives, which is the time we spend with people that we care about most, the time that we spend doing things that will improve our health, understanding things, educating ourselves on proper nutrition, for example, because everything that we take into our bodies affects us on a cellular level. We think in terms of food, and we think about what we eat with our taste buds, but we've got to understand that it goes much, much deeper and further than that. And all of the foods that we take into our body affect everything, our energy, our levels of stress, depression, cravings. And there's a delicate balance of chemicals, natural chemicals in our body. And anything that you put in your body can upset that chemical balance. So it's very important. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you start to really see. And people will read, when they read the Big Fat Health and Fitness Lie and go to my website, www.fitadvocate.com, I've got all this information, hundreds of resources and articles and links that people can find that they can tune into that can help enhance their lives. But you'll find out, you know, that, for example, in today's society, for example, we've got over 60 million people that have some sort of gastroesophageal reflux disease, what we know as acid reflux. Try to think back, you know, when we started to even hear about this. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, you didn't even hear about acid reflux. Well, the chemicals in our food and the stress that we have are causing us to regurgitate undigested food up into our esophagus. The foods that we eat are stripping away the lining of our stomachs, making it impossible for us to absorb properly, you know, what precious few nutrients are actually in the few foods that we eat because they're stripped out in the processing. So it makes it very difficult to live a healthy life unless you are diligent about the things that you ingest into your body, diligent about avoiding certain things that will complicate your health and cause you to not feel well. So there's a lot in it. And addictions, you know, are just one of them, one of these things that deteriorate our health. And it's led in large part by our own toxic lifestyles.
Well, I'm sure that listeners
agree with what you're talking about as far as food and say, well, I know that certainly maybe my diet might be missing some nutrients, but I'm making up for it with the supplements that I take.
Sure. And the funny thing about that is that, you know, when you look at the supplement industry, I mean, here you have a $23+ billion industry that, you know, that's got people believing that you can look better, feel better, live longer, or enhance your physical performance by taking a pill. I mean, this is the big fat lie about the supplement industry, which is a highly unregulated industry, and there's really no oversight because according to the Dietary Education, Supplement Health and Education Act, which is known as DSHEA, the FDA doesn't really control supplements, doesn't oversee them in the same way they do with drugs. So the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act created a structure where supplements were categorized as food. So believe it or not, the manufacturers of these supplements are the ones responsible for making sure that supplements are safe for consumers, safe and effective. So with the foxes guarding the hen house, how safe can we actually be? And there's been a ton of independent studies that have shown that there is a vast majority of supplements out there that just do not have the ingredients in the supplement that is marketed on the bottle. People have to be aware, and we're spending a lot of money. It used to be you'd spend, you know, $10, $15 on a multivitamin. Now people are spending $50, $75, $100 per month. Some people even more when you start getting into those that, you know, get sucked into the big fat lie of weight loss supplements, you know, what we call thermogenic aids to enhance your metabolism or appetite suppressants, you know, to make you believe that you're full when you're not. So there are a lot of these things out there that people are spending a lot of money on, and there are a lot of products that just don't work. So what I did, in addition to writing the Big Fat Health and Fitness Lie, is I created this web platform, fitadvocate.com, and the website in the mission is designed to protect and enhance the lives of health and fitness consumers. So I've got an advisory board with some of the top health and fitness professionals in the world that are just out there reviewing articles and providing feedback and doing best and worst reviews so you can get information on what's working, what's not working, what will help you, what won't help you. And these are the types of things that will save people a lot of time and money. The supplement industry, you really have to be careful. You can spend a lot of money on things that are marketed to make you believe that you're going to improve your health, but in reality, it's a lot of it is a placebo effect. In other words, if you think it's working, maybe it's working, but there's a lot of other things that you can do to enhance your health other than taking a handful of pills every day.